This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is the last Monday in May, and great to get together with you today. Hello, good morning, good afternoon, whenever you are in the world. This is Erica Longdon, it's 1-2 Radio, and it's a pleasure to get together with you on the 25th of May. Now, following the technical hiccups that I had last week, I want to try and make sure that I am on air. I'm looking at the broadcaster. It's called Butt. It's telling me I'm on air. I will kick its butt if I'm not. But anyway, if you would be so kind, I can see some of you already up early and in the Facebook chat room. If you can just confirm to me on air that I'm on air, I'd be very grateful. It showed me I was on air last week. Showed me everything was fine, but apparently I didn't go to air. You can catch the show on the replay on demand if you want to hear what I had to say for myself. But fingers crossed that this day, this special day, it is Memorial Day if you're stateside, and it is our second bank holiday of the month if you're over here in the UK. So everybody's in a holiday spirit, I hope. Yours is a little more, I guess, reflective in the States, Memorial Day. We have something similar, we call it Remembrance Day, but that comes in November. So I'm just going to refresh the Facebook page and see, because I know Maureen Whitevana is in there, and I know that excuse me pausing. It's because it's a very hot day here and I have my door open and I do have a fly screen, but they seem to keep escaping. And one just went past me, did a fly past. So let me just have a look, because I can see there are more comments in there. Let me just sort myself out. So yes, good morning to Laura Kasdan Fulton. Good morning to Maureen Whitevana. Good morning to Jean McIntosh. And good morning to Jennifer Hart, who is also melting just down the coast from me in Cornwall. Right. Now, I can see that you're talking to me, but if somebody could let me know whether I'm on air, that would be absolutely wonderful. I have my tarot deck with me to do cards, and I'm very much looking forward to pulling cards for you today. I'm just going to make sure that I'm on air before I do, so I'll just refresh the page. While we're waiting, I do want to remind you that following this on YouTube, which is where I will be migrating by the end of August to do this show, Mark Husson is ready with Astrology for Life. I'm loving those shows. I'm finally getting a grip on astrology. Thank you, Mark. Thank you. And today, apparently, you're going to look at your sun sign and look to see what house it's in. Remember the little pie chart with the numbers around the edge, the houses? Mine's in the fifth house, which I think means siblings and creativity. But I will look forward to Mark's explanation. That's coming up at the top of the hour. Now then, let me just have a look and see. I can't see any more comments coming in the chat room. I'm going to hope that I'm on air. Nobody's telling me that I am, which is a worry, because it makes me think that you're asking for cards, but I'm not on air. I'm just going to go back over to Butt and take a look. Yep, Butt is showing me that I am on air. So I have no idea. I'm going to assume that I am. I'm recording this show, so if for some reason I'm not, you will be able to listen to this later. I'm just going to close that down and refresh my Facebook page. So what am I going to talk to you about? Well, I did say that it is very, very hot over here in the UK. Again, I'm not seeing... hang on, there's another answer. Bear with me. Bear with me. Let's go to all comments and just see if I am, because I can see more comments in. Lots of people asking me for messages. And apparently I'm not on air again. Okay, bear with me. Okay, I have just restarted the player, because thank you, Jennifer, for letting me know that we're back in February, that it hasn't put me on air. We're now back in the 25th of May. If you're hearing a show for the 25th of May, could somebody let me know? If not, it would seem the Butt player has given up. We have put money in the meter, I can promise you that, but Let's just see if that has got me on air. Jennifer, if you can let me know, because I know you're on the case that I'm on air. I'm just looking down. Yeah, lots of people saying they're melting, but nobody necessarily telling me, oh, hang on, there's more comments coming in. Let me see if I am on air. All comments. Again, good morning to Tara Elizabeth, February. Now I have two thumbs up. So I'm assuming that thumbs up means I finally made it on air. And Jennifer's put in a comment. So I think I've just given the player another kick, and hopefully that has put me on air. The player is called Butt. I have literally kicked its butt. So let me just have a look. Thank you all. I do appreciate your patience. Let's have a look and see if I am on air. Great. Okay, I'm back. Honestly, what do you have to do to make a player play? Anyway, good morning and welcome. I was saying at the top of the show, which you'll get on the replay, me saying it twice. It is Memorial Day in the States, and it is a scorching hot bank holiday here in the UK. I'm guessing on Memorial Day, you will have a pleasant day, but a bit like our Remembrance Day, we do it in November. Yours will have a sort of reflective feel, whereas ours is hit the beach with a bottle in your hand, and lots of people by my beach are certainly doing that. It is absolutely scorching hot here. It is, we're in the cooler bit down here. It's 23 degrees with us, which is in the about 73 in Fahrenheit. Apparently Heathrow in London, which is our principal airport, it's 33.6 degrees, which is 91.4 degrees Fahrenheit. No, thank you. I do not want to be in amongst bricks and water and trying to get on an aircraft in that heat. We are welcome. And it is very, very hot. I don't like using the word, but it is true. It is an unprecedented temperature in the UK. I know we're in the year of the fire horse, but life is very certainly hotting up. It's liberation from makeup day. I tell you, I'm not wearing any eye makeup. It would just melt off me, that's for certain. I know it's not temperatures like you have in Florida and things. You have really hot temperatures. We don't have temperatures that high, and we don't have alligators either, or at least not those sort. So I want to give a shout out to Erin, who I know quite often listens to the show but can't get in the chat room. Also to my friend Polly Ford, who's moving house today. Don't know if she's got time to listen, but a shout out to her. And also to my friends Crystal and Linda, who have birthdays tomorrow. So I wanted to say also, I'm looking forward to Mark's show at the top of the hour. I will now motor on and get you all your card readings done that I have promised to do on refreshing the page. But do listen to Mark at the top of the hour, because he's going to be putting things together. He's going to put your sun sign with your house. Remember those houses, the little things that look like slices of pie on the circle, and they have a number on. So he's going to look at what your sun sign means in the house that it's in. Mine's in the fifth, if anybody's interested, which I guess means siblings and creativity and that kind of thing. Right, I have chunted on enough, and having lost the top of the show and lost time, let me get in this chat room and do you some readings. So, all comments. Hopefully I will not have this problem in a few months' time, because I did say last week, when I didn't get on air, that I will be migrating over to YouTube, which is where Mark and many of the other 1-2 radio presenters are. And then hopefully I will not have these tech problems. Maybe Butt knows and it's having a tantrum. Let's have a look at your comments. So Laura Kasdan Fulton, good morning. Not hot in Northern California. Would love a message. So certainly I've only got one deck that will work. The other deck is just so hot and bothered it's sticking. But this one, my lovely Wisdom Tarot, is working. So let's have a look for you. What you need to know in Northern California. There we go. Lovely water card. We need lots of water cards here. I'm fanning myself with it. It's the Five of Water. The aspect of the moon in this is not far off where the moon is now, because, of course, we have the blue moon at the weekend on Sunday. Two full moons in 1 month. I know that's not everybody's definition of a blue moon, but it's a fairly common one. And it's in Sagittarius, which I am going to love, because it's actually my moon sign and my Chiron. But in this, you have a waxing moon and a river, and some cups that have been fallen over, but cups that are being offered. And it says to you emotionally, how are you looking at life? Because the river, it's only a little river. This man who's looking at it could step over this stream fairly easily, but he's just standing there looking at it, feeling disappointed because there's something blocking his way. So emotionally, what is blocking your way? Because actually, when I look at this card, it very rarely is. It's how we feel about something. So hopefully that will make sense to you on Memorial Day. Good morning to Maureen White Varner in Maryland. It's been raining and blustery for the last 4 days and cold. That sounds like our weather that you're going to, we always get your weather when you're done with it. So maybe that's what we're going to get next week. But let's have a look. You would like a card as you're under the weather. Oh dear. Well, we're all under the weather, but not in the way you mean. So let's have a look. A card. Whoops, there we go. Even this deck's sticking a bit. Bear with me. So a card for Maureen, please, to lift her weather outlook so she's not under it anymore. So a card, please, for Maureen. What would you offer, my darling angels? Okay, there we go, finally. You'll love this card. It's the Queen of Earth, Queen of Coins. This woman is so grounded, it's not true. Her colour of this luscious dress that she's wearing is red, which is your root chakra. And you say you're detoxing from an autoimmune med. Oh dear, I'm feeling really ill. So hopefully maybe getting grounded, because your root chakra is your physicality. So hopefully this card signifies that you're really grounding down into your body and that your body is sorting things out. I send lots of love and healing wishes your way, Maureen. Hopefully next week you will be feeling much better. Good morning to Jean McIntosh. You're closing on your mother's house tomorrow. Yay! That's been a long time coming. Absolutely. Let's have a look for you. Card, please, you say. Let's have a look. Card for Jean, her finances perhaps. Okay, so what I can see is that this has been very stressful. Jean, I'm with you. I'm walking the path when it comes to houses and properties and what have you. So this woman is looking so stressed. She's kind of done with this. But the path that she's on, where she's walking, there's lots of beautiful rolling green hills and possibilities of just such a different life. And she's just dropped the basket and things have fallen out and she's gone, do you know what, I'm done with this. And that feels a bit like your house closing. It's the final moments when you can put the basket down, put down that weight that you've been carrying and just look forward to walking those green rolling hills rather than carrying this burden. So congratulations on the house. Jennifer Hart, yes, hottest day of summer. Look forward to hearing me. Card, of course you can, Jennifer, in your lovely garden. So Jennifer has a lovely garden, for those of you who love garden, an English garden full of gorgeous things. And she's a very good photographer and she takes beautiful pictures of them. The moon. And I think you will believe this, Jennifer. I was about to say you won't believe this, but you will. First of all, I have the Seven of Earth. Now, the Seven of Earth, I think you might have had this card last week. It is a woman in a garden with the most beautiful flowers that she has grown and seeded and nurtured and watered. And there's a brick wall behind her. And that's shutting out the past, because the past is done. What's in front of her is a garden that is blooming. And I've got it with the moon, a major arcana card. It comes with the sign Pisces. So I don't know if there's a Pisces connection. Pisces being, of course, a deeply intuitive water sign, but also the last sign in the zodiac before you step forward into Aries. So again, this speaks to a cycle coming to an end, which I know you will be quite glad of. So, right, let's go further down. Jennifer's saying it's 26 degrees. That's 78 degrees where she's living, just 20 minutes from me. Yes, phew. I have to say I've hidden in the house an awful lot today. I did go out this morning into it. Well, as they do on the continent. I went out this morning. I got done which I needed to do, which was shopping and a bit of a few chores. And then I've just retreated in the house in the hot hours of the day, and I will go back out. What time is it now? Probably I'll go and listen to Mark Husson when he's on air at the top of the hour, and I'll take my player out onto my balcony and look down on the sea, and hopefully it will have cooled off a little by the time I get out there. The other message I was going to talk about this morning, and then I got slightly thrown because I was trying to get back on air and get to talk to you, is I said to the angels, you haven't given me anything to talk about yet, mainly because I've been slumped on a bed trying to keep out of the heat. And they said, clarity. And I'm going, okay, clarity. And then as I was sitting here setting up, I don't know why it is, I'm sure you're familiar with this, that you can have your doors open with fly nets on, but nevertheless, there's always the fly who will get through all of it and then fly around your room buzzing you. And so you open all the doors and all the windows, and how is it that it can fly through the tiniest gap and get into the house, but it can't find its way out of huge open windows and huge open doors? I just thought, one was buzzing me just before I came on air, and I did think, really, please? But then I thought, actually, this is the angels, as they do, and my guides giving me a lesson in clarity, because it's a lesson in perspective. And perhaps we live our lives like that fly, because to the fly, it's flying round, presumably it would like to get out. And it has these huge exits, but it just doesn't have the perspective to see them. It got itself in this mess, but no matter how wide the doors are open for it to fly out, it cannot see how to do so. And I thought, is that a metaphor for how humans live their lives sometimes? It probably is, that we don't, if the fly stood still for a bit, perhaps it would scent the fresher air or scent the outdoors and it would go, but it's just flying around so frantically, it's achieving nothing. So maybe that's our lesson, our metaphor for the day. Now, let me have a look, because where am I in the show? Yeah, I've got time for some more readings, so bear with me. Okay, I can see this. Even my mouse is crossed because it's hot. Yes, I can see there are more messages in here, so bear with me. Okay. So I've done Jennifer. Tara Elizabeth would like a card. Don't think I did you, Tara. So let's just clear this deck. Interesting, you said earlier I was back in February again. I don't know why it wants to take me to February. Maybe there's a message for me here about something I should have paid attention to in February. I need to go and look at my diary and see. Okay, I have a card for you, Tara. Interesting, you've got this same card, and I put it well back in the deck that we had earlier. This card of just carrying too much weight, and you're asking about finances. This is a card about stress. And this woman is, apart from the green rolling hills behind her, which is where she's going, this woman is just holding her head. Because even though it's a fire card, so she's feeling the passion, the stress of it, she's holding her head because it's her thoughts that are spinning her. So if you're worrying about finances, if you're constantly going through the books and looking at every single line and trying to figure out how to make things work, it might be useful to just stop for a moment. I never say put your head in the sand with finances, but sometimes, a bit like that fly, it's useful to just pull up and stop and see if you can find a bigger perspective. I've been doing an awful lot recently of, I have no idea how this is going to happen. I am just going to trust that I am loved and supported in whatever way that comes to me, whether it's financial or some other way. And it has. Three major things have happened, not necessarily because I've been given money, but because people who have turned up who can provide that service in some way. So maybe that perspective is what you need. Okay, where am I? Joni Thompson, popping in from the beach, I am, yeah. I might have to go down my beach later, but it was just too hot in the day. And also it's heaving, it's our holiday, and you cannot see a space in all three of the car parks for miles. So you're coming in from the beach, you would love a card for this special time for you. Okay, let's clear the deck. So, a card for Joni, please, for her special time and her having enjoyed the beach. There we go. Two cards you get. Who am I to argue with the angels? Two cards you get, so both of them fire cards. The first one starts with a sliver of a new moon. And there's this little boy and his baby dragon. This was the beginning of a journey. And because it's a fire card, it's our passion. It's what inspires us. I want to use the word inspiration for you is what they give me. So something has inspired you. And there we have this sliver of a new moon. And then the next card has the full moon. Now, the full moon is coming up this Sunday, and it is a fire full moon. It's a Sagittarian moon. And it's also a blue moon because we've had two full moons in the same month. I know that's not everybody's definition of a blue moon. I know there are others, but that's the more popular one, shall I put it that way. So the message from these two fire cards, because I have the one of fire and the three of fire, is that there was an inspiration with the new moon. I don't know if you can cast your mind back to that. And it's going to come to fruition in some way this Sunday with the full moon. And when I say fruition, I don't mean to say it's completed, but whatever the inspiration, the idea was, the three of fire is planning. You know what to plan. You've got clarity. I know what to do. I need to prepare that. I need to pack that. I need to do this piece of paper, speak to this person. It's that. It's suddenly you know what to do. You've got clarity, and it is a blue moon. So a very powerful one in Sagittarius, and there you've got this fire card. So I hope you will be patient. Doesn't mean to say you have to rush at it. It's not that kind of impatience. It's just having that clarity of knowing what to do. Right, I am almost out of time. I'm going to give this one very quick refresh just to make sure that I have spoken to everybody. I think I have, despite technology trying to get at me. So Denise Horn, I can see, is very quickly coming in the room. Can I get down there in time? By the skin of your teeth, Denise. Right. Because I have just 2 minutes left. So let me have a look, Denise, and get you a card out. Card for Denise Horn, please. Let's just... Okay, there we go. A beautiful water card. A page of water. Now, when I see a page of water, it's always about emotional vulnerability. This is someone who's so caring, but her cup is running over. She's got dolphins laughing and playing behind her. She's open to everything in life, but she's feeling very, very sensitive at the moment. And that's fine. Just if that is happening at the moment with what's going on, either in your personal world or the greater world, it is fine to feel things. You don't have to do anything about it. Just acknowledge that you feel things. And actually, the other thing I was going to share with you that they gave me first thing this morning when I sat up to meditate and said, okay, what do I need to know and breathe, is I clearly got just reminding you today is the youngest you'll ever be in this lifetime. So remember to celebrate it. Okay, I think I can see some coming in the chat room, but I think I have done everybody. So that is where I'm going to leave you. I would say don't forget to stay for Mark next, because he's going to be placing your sun in your house. So look at, or more to the point, looking at where the sun is on your chart in which house. I'm the fifth. I can't wait. Have yourself a truly lovely Memorial Day if you're out with family and friends. If you're in the UK, have an ice cream. It's far too hot. I will be back at the same time next week. Until then, lots of love. Take care. And bye-bye for now.